we're really really proud of our football team tonight. That includes everybody, guys on the practice squad, some of the guys that were inactive, and of course all the players that played, and our coaching staff. Just thought they really worked hard this week. We had a very, very productive week, and I thought the players were well prepared, ready to go, and played hard for 60 minutes. All three phases of the game, we had a lot of contributions from everybody. We played good complementary football. And it wasn't always perfect, but we played hard, and we competed for 60 minutes, and that was off of a really good week of work. So, hats off to them. Players did a great job. They went out and played as competitively as they could, and tried to play a smart game. Made the adjustments, some of the adjustments they needed to make to some things that Atlanta was doing, some looks they gave us, but. Really, really good job by our football team tonight. Proud of what they did.
Coach, at the front, you had 162 yards on the ground today, which is the most you've had all year. Is that indicative of a game plan to be more balanced on offense, or is that just better execution?
Yeah, right, better execution. When the more runs you have, the more yards you're going to gain. So, we played this game from ahead. Which that was a switch. We haven't done a ton of that this year. So, it gives you an opportunity to run the ball more. We ran it in the fourth quarter, which is another time where you can pile up some runs. If you can make first downs, we weren't able to do that against Tampa. We weren't able to do it last week against the Jets. We did it tonight. So, it was good to get those yards when they knew we were going to run and we needed to run. And we got the yards. So.
Bill, Devin was in here just a couple of moments ago telling us that what one thing you drilled into the team defensively this week was make them make plays. Kyle Van Noy had a big play, obviously, on the fourth down. What did you see from the sideline that was indicative that your defense was making plays all night long?
Yeah, we made a lot of stops on third down and fourth down. That we gave up like three scrambles. I think those are the third and fourth down conversions. I don't know if it was all of them, but it seemed like it was most of them. But I thought, again, we made a lot of plays and we needed to make them. So red area, third down, some critical situations, goal line. We didn't make all the plays, but when big plays came up, we were able to make those plays. So those are big stops for us. And, again, give the players credit. They're covering good receivers. They're playing against a good offensive team, a good quarterback, good system, good offensive line. And they just really competed with them all the way through. But when those plays need to be made, we stepped up and, we were able to make most of them. I mean, and the catch Julio made in the end zone, great play. I mean, we were right there, and, he just went up there and made the Julio Jones play that he makes. I don't know how many other guys in the league make that. So even when we didn't make, we were close. Played it well.
Hi, Coach. Special teams play led to a touchdown, the first touchdown of the game. You were pretty excited on the sideline. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's another thing we've worked really hard on is our field goal rush. And, guys work hard on that every week. Cassius has gotten some opportunities in practice. And it's hard to block Steve. Steve gets good height on the ball, gets the ball off quickly. And I think this one, not quite as much height maybe as Steve's ball, at least what Steve's balls were in practice. Cash has got a hand on it. It was a big play for us, again, because we worked so hard on that. And that's everybody across the board. That's all 11 guys, not just the guy that blocks it. But, the other guys have to do their job. And if they block Cash's and take him away, then that gives somebody else an opportunity. So we never know how that's going to go. We just, want everybody to – to come hard and do their job right, and wherever the opening is, it is. And that was a big play for us. And, again, you can see the whole team. We're all excited. Sideline, players, guys on the field. That was a big moment for us. Our special teams units work very hard. They take a lot of pride in their jobs, whether it's the return teams, the coverage teams, or the field goal and field goal block teams. And so it's good. It's good to see that hard work pay off in a big play like that.
Bill, you get the ball back with just over 4 minutes left and able to run the entirety of the clock out. How much confidence does that build in the running game, especially with all of your running backs now active?
Well, I think we have confidence. I don't think confidence is a problem. I think it's execution, and we were able to do it tonight, but we weren't able to do it the 2 weeks before that. So, we got another team this week, the Chargers. I don't know. I will run the ball against them, but we'll have to go out there and do it again against another good defense, another good team. So, whenever we get the opportunity to run it, whether it's the first quarter, fourth quarter, whenever it is, we just gotta. We're getting good play from our backs and our line. We just got to be a little more consistent. It's good to get that explosive run in there. When you get a 20-yard run or 15-yard run, that helps the running game, a lot more than, 7 3-yarders, when you can rip off a 20-yard run. So it's good to have a couple of those.
Bill, I want to follow up on something on the running thing. You had the ball. You ran the ball more tonight than you passed it. Obviously, you were against a very explosive offense. Was that by design to try to limit your exposure to Ryan in that offense, or just situational that just happened to happen?
Yeah, offensively, our job is really to go out there, move the ball, and score points. So if we do that, then that's good. If that means we throw it 60 times, it means we run it 45, we run it 45. Most important thing is to move the ball and score points, so. That's our objective.
Bill, you talked a lot about Cassius and the field goal block. He's one of the players you acquired in the week leading up to the season opener, another being Johnson Bademosi. Understanding that each of those cases is unique, as well as the other guys that you acquire either right before the season or during season, can you explain the process of how they've gotten themselves acclimated and become integral parts of this team now, in the case of Johnson, starting two games in the secondary after only three starts in his career heretofore?
Yeah, well, those guys have worked very hard to come in, and include Flowers in there too. And those guys have worked hard. They have tried to, and Dorsett, they've tried to learn our offensive, defensive, and special team systems as it applies to their position. Taking a lot of extra work on the practice field with the what we call the basic groups, guys on the practice squad and so forth, to build their reps and experience up in our system. So, it starts with that. And look, everybody wants to play. You never know when that opportunity is going to come. But good example of a couple guys that have gotten it and have been able to take advantage of that play time with good performances and. Learn more play time, not unlike, other guys that, we've had in here and other years, similar type examples to that. But all four of those guys have worked extremely hard. And, we have some rookies on our team who are also, they were here, but, again, don't have a lot of experience, so they're kind of in that same category too. Butler had a couple of big plays for us, and Dietrich. So, those guys have been able to, step in there and contribute to Hollister's, starting to have some production in the kicking game. So, hopefully as the year goes along, those guys will continue to, if they work hard and continue to be productive, their role will expand.
A couple of final questions. Bill, they went 3 for 12 on third and fourth down, and, aside from 37 yards for Ryan, you guys held them under 100 yards rushing. What did the front seven and Van Noy in particular, and Alandon Roberts being out, what kind of a challenge did it pose, and why were you guys able to have some success, whether it's Brendan Daly or Matt or some of the calls? It seems like it's been getting better each week in some of the run defense. So is there anything you can pinpoint about what that group's been doing? Because that seemed very important as well.
Well, I think it has gotten better. I think it's gotten better over the course of the year from week one to where we are now. Hopefully it'll continue to improve as we go forward, playing together, playing the techniques better, better communication and better timing with each other, and how we're playing blockers. We've been pretty relatively healthy with that group, so we've had a lot of carryover with the guys who are in there. You know, David Harris gave us some plays tonight, so it's good to, you know, to have him there. You know, but Landon, you know, however that group goes, Van Noy, Landon, David, High, you know, Marquise played a little bit in the last couple weeks. Not too much tonight, I don't think, but defensively. But, you know, it's all improving. We just got to keep working harder and continue to, again, play well fundamentally, play well in terms of our responsibilities, you know, and be able to count on each other in our respective gaps so we can play aggressively.
Bill, how much did the fog at all affect the coaches upstairs and that part of the operation? And if it applies, how unusual was that from your experience in the league?
Well, I think the coaches upstairs, you know, did a real good job on that. It was challenging at times. I'd say I don't know what happened with Atlanta, but you know, for us. We took a couple of timeouts. It wasn't really because of the fog. It was just, you know, we wanted to get our goal line in there on the goal line. So I wouldn't attribute it to that. But it was not easy for, you know, our spotters upstairs to get it. That being said, I didn't really think it affected the game too much. You know, not the most normal situation, but, you know, my first year in a league with Baltimore in 75 when we beat Miami to didn't clinch the playoffs, but it put us pretty close in Baltimore. I mean, the final kick came down to, you know, Tony Linhart. It was about a 40-yard field goal. And you could see the line of scrimmage. You could see the two teams line up for the field goal. But once the ball left his foot, he had no idea whether it was good or not good. So, we had to wait for the official signal. So that was the first year. So I haven't had anything that bad since. Let's say this was, you know, it was tough to see from up on top. It wasn't, I wouldn't say it was that bad on the field. I mean, it wasn't clear, but it wasn't, you know, I don't think it changed anything. Okay, great. Thank you.